It's a chilly, humid, windy day in southeast Nebraska. I'm out hunting for morels with Adam Hintz, a forager from Lincoln. Morels, which kind of look like shrunken brains, are an elusive mushroom. So far, we haven't had much luck. We have seen a slew of other edible wild plants, though. Everything from dandelions to milkweed to nettles.
This is a common milkweed. You can eat it in three different forms throughout the year.
Lots of attention over the past few years has been given to programs like community gardens or community-supported agriculture, where you pay so much money per month for a box of food straight from a nearby farm. But some urban dwellers, like coffee shop owner Hintz, seek out more rogue food sources. Hintz is an avid forager, or someone who harvests uncultivated food, like acorns that fall along the bike path, crab apples on a park tree, or dandelions growing in the backyard. On this particular day, we come upon some Solomon seal, a tall, leafy plant with tiny white flowers. Hintz pulls out the stalk to get to the roots.
So I'm going to try to eat this. We're going to see what happens, because I've never tried it before. And it tastes good. It tastes kind of like a potato, which would make sense since it's a tuber. You just take a little bit. If you feel any numbing or anything like that, spit it out right away, you know?
That's one of the main risks when it comes to foraging, Hintz says. You never know how your body will react to something. He recommends trying a tiny amount to start, and if everything goes well, a slightly larger amount. Then wait 24 hours before eating more, just to be sure. He says you also have to be careful about imitators, poisonous plants that resemble nutritious plants. Taking an edible food guide along when you go foraging will help keep you safe. Another Lincoln forager, Dustin Rimpf, seconded that advice. Because one time, he mixed up chestnuts with horse chestnuts.
They make you puke and are toxic enough to make you feel bad for quite a long time.
At this point, you might be thinking, dandelions? Nettles? Ew. You're not alone, Rimpf says with a laugh.
Usually people are pretty grossed out. To be fair, I've made some really gross meals with the stuff I brought home in my day, and that's another thing, is learning how to prepare it in a way that's good, just like you would any other food. If you, you know, put a raw potato on a plate, people are going to be like, that's really gross. But if you cook up a potato really well, people think it's delicious.
Rimpf's goal is to eat one wild thing each day. And even though he lives right near downtown Lincoln, he says it's not that hard.
Oh, I mean, there are all kinds of delicious things that grow in sidewalk cracks. Anybody in a concrete jungle can find plenty of food.
That food is all around us message resonates with Dan Sussman. He's the director and producer of Growing Cities, a soon-to-be-released documentary looking at urban agriculture. He and his crew visited about 20 cities and 80 different urban farmers across the country.
I think people are becoming a lot more aware about the connections to food and health. So there's been things like Michael Pollan with the Omnivore's Dilemma and Food Inc., and people often cite those types of things that have really reached more of a mainstream group to kind of make people more aware.
Sussman points out that there's also a very practical advantage with urban food production and foraging. Growing your own food, or simply picking it off the ground, can save you a lot of money. But it depends on the state. In Kansas, for example, you're free to take what you want from state parks, and Oregon's park system actually offers guided tours to foraging. In California, on the other hand, unapproved removal of plants from public land can result in jail time. In the end, it takes practice, forager Justin Rimpf says. Every year, he learns more and more about what tastes good, when and where to find it, and how to prepare it.
I think mulberries are delicious. I love using wild plums and crab apples of certain kinds. Cress this year, I finally found cress early enough.
It might not be for everyone, but for some, it's a way of life.
Lantern plants or whatever.
For Harvest Public Media, I'm Hillary Stowes Krause.
But cattail is a good one for anybody to know because it's edible all year round. You can peel it away and eat the shoots. You can eat the green heads.